I'm speaking with Aaron Hutchinson, and Aaron, I know that you are involved with iCropTrack. We've spoken a number of times. Let's, before we go further, for those who maybe don't know you, just tell us a little bit about you and your company.
We're based in Tucson, Arizona, and we are a mobile and cloud-based farm management system. What we do is we give you a flexible capability of implementing anything that's paper in your organization into a digital format that you can keep track of and associate with your farms, your fields, everything from your applications, your as applied, through your scouting and your sampling. And myself, we've been doing this since 2009. I'm one of the co-founders here at Cogent 3D, and iCropTrack is our premier product, and here in January of 2014, this is actually our version 4, our fourth generation of our technology.
Yes, I love the fact that we now talk in terms of versions. What version are you on, and this kind of thing? You know, once upon a time, that didn't apply to anything, to even a computer, since we didn't even use those way back when. But now things have changed, and you've just made an announcement working with Mobile Field and the farm app iCropTrack. You're going to be integrating with John Deere's we call it almost like a system, I guess, a platform there, myjohndeere.com, and I think you've even got Dropbox working in there too. Tell us a little bit about this.
Well, you know, what the customers have been asking is they want to spend more and more time in the field, a little less time back in the office or stuck in their truck with their laptops. So what they're asking us to do is to make it very seamless for moving data around on their farm. And some of those things are such as with Dropbox is the ability for an agronomist or an ag retailer to be sitting with their customer at their house and for that customer to use a free Dropbox account and actually send him, you know, some shape files or even some soil results that he could then load up into his iPad through the cloud and take advantage of it. The same with myjohndeere.com. It's a bidirectional communication with your tractor and John Deere equipment. And what we try to do is make it really easy to get at the metadata, you know, what tractor, how long, what fields, and things like that, as well as, you know, auto-populate the other types of information that you might get back from your tractor, like, you know, what was the total yield, what ultimately got applied, and how long it took you to do that work. So we see these Web 2.0 kind of technologies as a way of, you know, moving large data. You know, people call it big data. When you think about a tractor collecting data every half second or every second with 50 variables on it, you really want to make this easy to get into your system and to share with others. And that's kind of our push here with myjohndeere.com, the Dropbox, and the interface that's going to allow us to interface into other third-party data providers or analytical packages here in 2014.
Well, you said that word push, and that's part of what this effort or interfacing will let you do for things like work orders, as I understand it. What's ultimately for the farmer customer here, how do you describe the benefits and values to having this kind of capability now, especially working into like the myjohndeere.com system?
Well, I mean, one of the big things is, you know, having all your data, having it applied appropriately. Pulling tracking, you know, tracking where the data was collected and all the elements of that data getting, you know, to the right place so that you can make financial decisions against them, so you can make cost per field kind of decisions against them. The big push here is to, you know, to make your life easier by moving all this data kind of behind the scenes for you and putting it in the right place so that when you actually get there and try to use that information, it's already sitting there and waiting for you. Mm-hmm. And if that means it needs to be a little bit pre-processed or post-processed to take advantage of it, we're kind of doing that in the data stream.
Go ahead.
No, you're right.
Well, is this new integration, I guess you would call it, is this available now to your customers?
So version 4.0, which is the technology that's going to allow this to happen, the Dropbox pieces are already showed up in our new iCropTrack soil. So You'll see that here in probably by January the 17th when Apple lets it out. And you should see the myjohndeere.com pieces probably in the 4.01 release, which may be as late as the first week or second week in February. So this is technology that's going to be available to you long before you really need it here with the cold weather that everybody has before the spring. So that you can get it out, get it integrated, get it set up, and be ready for when the ground finally thaws and we start getting work done.
Yeah, we definitely did have a cold snap this winter so far, and we'll see how the rest of it plays out. So anything else about what you guys are doing at Cogent 3D? I mean, this is obviously, you call it cutting edge as you can get right now, type of technology that you're working with. What's your vision for the future?
Well, we see that the connectivity of all of these web services together is definitely has the future, and we see some of that in some of the big, large initiatives that you see from maybe a Monsanto IFS or something. But we see it as something that could be available to a small or medium-sized grower. It doesn't have to be something only the big guys can do. The other one is we see there's a lot of regional players, people who are really good at analyzing farm varieties or nitrogen requirements or irrigation requirements for certain kinds of crops in certain parts of the United States. And so you'll see a couple of those partnerships here in early 2014, where we're going to roll out products that allow you to, with the data that you're collecting and documenting on your farm, to also get some sort of decision support. So it kind of becomes a gateway for decision-making processes that you're going to make out there in the field.
Yep, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be an interesting year. We, if some people have thought that we've kind of hit the peak of where we can, how much we can develop in this agribusiness industry, and I don't think there's any stopping it. It's like every other one. We're all using some of the same tools, just applying them to our particular business that we're in. So because even us in the communications field use some of these very same types of technology to do something very different, So looking forward to a great 2014. We'll, of course, see you, I'm sure, out and about at some of the shows coming up. And I want to thank you very much. That's Aaron Hutchinson. We've been talking about this new integration with iCropTrack and MyJohnDeere.com. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.